weather's the biggest thing. And, you know, weather can change in a matter of minutes. And the weather, you know, predictions don't always get it right.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we check the weather as close we can before we go, but every once in a while we'll have a storm blow in. And,
yeah.
And wind is more critical than anything.
Right.
You know, a little rain, a little snow isn't going to hurt anything, but, you know, wind and lightning.
So, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about lightning. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Lightning gets a little scary.
Has that been close to you before?
We've had a couple. I can think of two real instances. We were out doing our normal shrimp sampling run, and we were in Carrington Bay, which is the western bay of Great Salt Lake, and we were watching a storm kind of boil up from the south, and it was actually on the east side of Antelope Island, so in the Farmington area, and we were watching lightning crash in, you know, probably Farmington, Centerville, and we were all the way out there, but it was, you know, we checked the wind again, and it was blowing from the southeast there, so it was only a matter of time before lightning was going to strike. And at that time, we were based out of the Antelope Island Marina, so it was the storm was going to be right where we needed to get back to.
Oh.
So that day, we had to abandon our work early and just head back in for safety.
Yeah.
One of the other times, we were doing an airboat survey of migratory birds. As part of John Neal's work, we were looking at the different birds that move in different times of the year. And this was one of the spring counts in May. We were out on the airboat, so there again, all aluminum boat, in 2 or 3 inches of water, and a lightning storm came in. And this time we were on the east side of Antelope Island, and it came from the west. But we actually watched it cross right over us. We were halfway out to the site where we were going to begin counting. When we turned around, went back to the boat ramp, tied the boat up, got in the truck, and was just sitting in the truck kind of waiting for the storm to pass. It took maybe 15, 20 minutes, and the storm just went right over the top of us.
Really?
Got back in the boat, went out, counted everything, got our work done for the day.
Wow, wow.
So.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Hmm. Memorable times, those
are. Oh, yeah, very much.
And have you been driving the boat sometimes when it's really choppy and pretty dangerous?
We take turns driving for the most part.
So everybody gets a turn at the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's other days that, you know, if Jim doesn't go, I'll take over and be captain that day.
Yeah.
I've dealt with choppy water. And
yeah.
It can get a little nerve-wracking at times. But
sure. Sure. What are your favorite places on the lake or around the lake?
There's so many to narrow down specific places around the lake. Probably one of the best ones, though, is Farmington Bay. If you look at it in the low years, it kind of makes an L shape.
Mm-hmm.
And right in that corner, there's a sewer treatment outflow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Salt Lake Sewer Canal comes in. And for whatever reason, that's just where the birds tend to congregate.
Mm.
And it doesn't smell the best. It doesn't look the best. There's a lot of algae. There's a lot of it's not really garbage, but just, you know, broken tree branches and things. And that's where a lot of it collects. And so it doesn't look the best. It doesn't smell the best. But it's one of the greatest places for avian diversity on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've seen anywhere from 50,000 to 60,000 avocet in a day right there. Several thousand stilts and hundreds of thousands of ducks and grebes and it's just teeming with life. And it's one of those places that just makes you realize how small you are in the world.